And welcome to Sapphic Survival Guide, where we are queer to answer your questions. My name's Cheyenne.
And I'm Gina.
And class is now in session. Today we're going to be talking about flirting, Gina's favorite topic. She's the Libra. So I feel like I'm
Yes.
going to defer to her a lot, but I am an Aries moon. So I like to think I'm a little well versed in it as well. But I feel like you're the pro.
I feel like that's giving me so much credit. There is definitely an art to flirting, and I consider myself an artist. It doesn't mean that every work of art is successful, but
True.
I enjoy the artistic process of flirting. That is for sure.
Yeah. I think it should be fun and it shouldn't be stressful. And if it's stressful, something about the situation has to change. And that's whether it's your perspective or how you're doing it, or maybe just the person you're flirting with, something
Yeah.
has to give if you're not having a good time. Or if they're not having a good
Yes.
time.
Agreed. And flirting is so arbitrary in a way. Like, even our first question, what counts as flirting? Define flirting. That could mean so many different things to other people. For example, I was telling my girlfriend about how at the dispensary that I would go to in Tucson, there was one specific bud tender who I would flirt with. And then she was like, well, what do you like talk about? And when I went through our conversation, she was like, is that like flirting or is that just like small talk? And I was like, well, first of all, you weren't there. So you didn't get that. Like, we were having our little nonverbal cues. And also, like, I felt like we were flirting. So we were flirting, like, whatever. I just feel like it is a little bit like there could be times where one person is. It doesn't know they're being flirty or doesn't mean to be flirty. So I don't know that I can tell you what counts, but if I was going to try and define it, because I don't even like what is the definition, I don't know. But I feel like it's some
I'm
sort
looking it up.
of banter where you're feeling some sort of connection and it's fun and lighthearted and kind of like a wink, wink, nudge, nudge.
So I agree that flirting and the definition of it varies from person to person. Like I was going to say, for some people, it could be being like overly friendly, or sometimes overly mean is flirting for some people. And like sometimes people will take that as flirting, and sometimes people will be like, I don't know, you like that, and take it offensively. So I looked up the definition of flirting, and I went to the Wikipedia page, and it was actually kind of interesting. It's defined as a social and sexual behavior involving body language or spoken or written communication between humans. It is used to suggest interest in a deeper relationship with another person and for amusement. A
Okay.
person might flirt with another by speaking or behaving in a way that suggests their desire to increase intimacy in their current relationship with that person. The approach may include communicating a sense of playfulness, irony, or by using double entendres. Some sociologists, I didn't take their name down, but they identified six main motivations for flirting: sex, relational development, exploration, fun, self-esteem, and as means to an end. Or as like a courtship initiation method, the person flirting will send out signs of sexual availability to another and expects to see the interest returned in order to continue flirting. It can involve nonverbal signs such as an exchange of glances, hand touching, hair touching, or verbal signs such as chatting, giving flattering comments, and exchanging telephone numbers. And flirting behaviors vary between cultures due to like our different ways of social etiquette, and it can like include how close you stand to someone, how long you hold eye contact, how much touching is appropriate, and so forth. But some behaviors are universal. So like when people like will make eye contact and then like nonchalantly break their gaze and smile after first staring. Yeah, that kind of thing is more of a universal flirting method sociologists have found. So I thought that was pretty interesting, and I decided to share it because I do think it varies based off of a lot of things. But I think that's like a good definition because I never
Yeah.
thought of it as those specific things.
I watch a lot of Love Island, which is a super heterosexual show, but it is in the UK and they're always like, oh, he's got to have banter. I'm looking for the banter. They're all about like witty banter, who can make me laugh. And that's a huge part of their flirting is like, can we go back and forth? And I think sometimes, you know, in American Baby, that can sometimes be seen as a little aggressive or forward, but like that's what they would look for. And yeah, I think some people would be more into the nonverbal flirting. Some people would be like, oh, if you're making a joke, that double entendre, that like kind of second meaning, that's gonna what's gonna like make me laugh. It should be an interaction that makes you feel good and makes you be like, what was that about? That was fun.
Yes, exactly. So our next question is, how do you flirt? And I feel like going back to that definition is kind of a good first step. Like it's about the eye contact. It's about kind of having witty, playful, fun conversations, maybe some like glancing, hand touching, hair touching, flattering comments, things like that. Is there anything else specific to sapphics or queer people that you would suggest for flirting?
Well, I don't know if it's different. I don't know if it's like sapphic specific, though, but I mean, I would add like complimenting and for, I don't know, when you make it say sapphic, now I'm just picturing girls like staring at each other for long periods of time without
Like
actually doing
glancing
like that
away.
kind of trope. Yeah,
Okay.
exactly
Just
that.
in general, then, what is your flirting advice or like some go-to moves? I don't know. I don't want to say moves because I feel like that makes it sound weird, but like, and I know like each interaction is going to be different. So you're not always going to just like say, I like your shoes and hope it works
I
and makes
definitely
them
don't think
like
you
you.
can take the same flirting method and like copy and paste it to everybody because even like the way that I flirt with my girlfriend now is not the way I would flirt with a stranger because that stranger would be like, that was the most forward thing that anybody's ever said to me.
Right. And probably
But
not the way you
here's
flirted with her at the beginning either. Like, I
definitely
think the
not.
way I flirt with my partner has shifted over time.
Yeah, I think it's. Now it's more of like sometimes it's inside jokey, but you know, the flirty inside jokes or a callback to like something that happened that can be like flirty. When we were out in public this weekend and we were talking, I feel like a lot of that flirty is like where you look at, like where your eyes are landing on the person while they're talking. Like, are you looking them in the eye? Are you looking at their lips? And at one point, I was watching my girlfriend talk. And then when she was done, I said, by the way that your tongue is moving in your mouth while you're talking is really sexy. And she like lost her mind and it was really fun. And so that's like not at all how I would flirt with a stranger because they would be like, can you keep in your
They
fucking
would be like,
pants?
I'm disturbed. I can't believe this person just said that
Right. But I feel like when we first met, it was a little more, it was a little more like body language flirting. And somebody even asked like nonverbal flirting signs to look out for. Like when we were in the car, I had like my hand kind of like resting on the seat, and then a couple times would kind of like touch her neck or like put my hand like on her shoulder. And like that was very flirty for like a first date. I feel, you know, if you're like able to hold hands and like I said, where their eyes are resting, like if the person's doing the little triangle thing where you look like from one eye to the other eye to the mouth and then back up, they want to kiss you. Like those are the signs to look out for, in
Stop.
my opinion, is like where are their
Yes.
eyes, where are their hands, and how close to you are they? You know, like are they leaning in? Are they finding any excuse to get closer? Like those. I think nonverbal is a big part of flirting, actually.
I also would encourage you to look and see if they're like mirroring your body language, because that can be like a good sign if you're like suddenly sitting the same way, or if you're like sitting near them that you don't have to be touching, but they're like leaning towards you, like touching thighs or touching knees or something. And you didn't have to touch, like,
Right.
depending on where you're, like, if you're sitting in a bar or something. But like them wanting to be close. The thing is, for me, I don't really like physical touch with people I'm not in a relationship with. So when I was like going on first dates or first getting to know people, if people were like not touchy at all, I was like, okay, they're not into me. But if they were like overly touchy, I was just like, I don't know how I feel about this. Like, I had one ex who was like very touchy feely immediately. And I was like, why is she touching me? Kind of thing.
Yeah.
So I feel like it's like a hard balance for sure. And it takes a lot of
Yeah.
like reading body language to see if they're uncomfortable. But there's just like a lot that goes into figuring that out.
For sure. I think like small steps, and here's like obviously like you don't want to freak somebody out or be too forward, so that's a reason to take small steps. But another reason is like the anticipation is part of the fun, and so if you just go right in full force, you're like missing a lot of the fun buildup of like, oh, our hands grazed. Does that mean I can hold her hand? Maybe I'm just gonna like do a little finger swipe to see if like she reaches back out, you know, like some of that is part of the fun.
We got another question that is how to flirt with touch when considering consent. And do you have any advice for that one? I feel like that one is hard for me because, as the person who in this scenario wasn't necessarily consenting to being touched, it's not that I was like not consenting, but I also wasn't totally into it. And I feel like maybe there was a better way that that person could have asked or like gone about it. But I don't know. I'm curious what you think about this.
I definitely think you have to go in with small at first, kind of even like I said, like, you know, you start out with like a brush. Like, I don't think it's right to go right in and fully touch somebody when there's no barrier that's been broken at all. And now your hand is just on their arm or their leg. And I think if you can do something super small, so like if you're sitting across the table, you can like kind of outstretch your arms and see if they return it to touch you back. I think you can, there are ways to ask, especially if you're gonna go like into kissing territory and stuff. Like, I don't really, I mean, obviously, you don't want to have to awkwardly be like, we're going to kiss now. But I also feel like just like leaning in without reading cues is not great, because then you're like that other person's like under pressure to like not make the situation awkward. So I like to defer to like a nice little jokey joke, you know, and like I don't know. So in like the kissing realm, you know, like I remember when my girlfriend and I were on our like first date or whatever. She was like eating Jolly Ranchers and she offered me one. And I kind of made the joke because I was like, no, because I want to kiss you later and I don't want that to be in my mouth. Because if she was kind of like, we're not kissing, I would have been like, oh, I'm sorry, I was just kidding. And we didn't actually kiss, so it would have been awkward. But instead, she got very nervous and was like, oh, you can just like do that now. And then we started making out. But for her, it was, I don't know. I also think, like, as Libra, I love flirting. And for her, she loves it, don't get me wrong, but it makes her way more nervous than it makes me. So part of our flirting is like knowing she's gonna be nervous and
She's gonna be
blush,
flustered.
but there's a comfort there because we've already, like, you know, crossed all the consent boundaries, obviously, and know like what is okay to joke about, what isn't, what's fun, what's funny, you know, all that different stuff. So like as far as, you know, consent, I feel like it's important to not, it's really important to read the room, and it's important to take baby steps and make sure that it's being received okay. Like a handhold before you go in for a hug, even something as simple as that. But I also think that you can verbalize it without it being super awkward when it comes up in conversation, or when you, if you want to just like make a joke to, or even if you just want to say like, I really want to kiss you, would that be okay? I also think that can be romantic and flirty.
I was gonna ask, do you think asking them if I can kiss you, like, you don't think that's like a turn off? Like, I know some people think that's a turn off, but I don't know. I've never, like, I guess it's not that I always say it that way, but I feel like it's more uncomfortable to not say anything than it is to do that and like kind of I don't think it ruins the vibe if they want to kiss you. Like, it enhances the vibe.
Yeah, I don't think it's a turnoff to ask unless it's like out of fucking left field. I think that if it's like leading there, I actually think it can be like affirming to be like, oh, I think we're about to kiss, but I'm not sure and I'm nervous and I don't want to, but now she's asking me, so we're definitely going to kiss. Like, that can be affirming. But if you're just like having a conversation and out of left field, you're just like, so you want to make out? I do feel like that's a little cringe and like a little, a much of a little turn off. But yeah, but I think it's like a, in if it's the right moment, it's not awkward or a turn off, but it depends on like what's going on.
Yeah, we had a question that someone said, I have no problem flirting, but I do have a problem making the first move. How do I do it? More on how to flirt. Women are pretty and it makes the head go blank, which I totally understand. And I'm pretty sure I've told this story before, but like on my first date with my girlfriend, I noticed her kind of doing the triangle thing that you said. Like, she kept looking at my mouth. And so eventually I just kind of called her out. Like, I was like, I see you looking at my mouth. I know you want me to kiss you. And so then we kissed. Or like, even with my ex, she like tried to say she was like the top all the time. And I was like, for the top, like for the top here, like, you sure are bad at making the first move or something like that. Like, I was like, you haven't even tried to kiss me and you're a top, allegedly. Yeah, right. And so that's like obviously different ways of flirty, but kind of
Yeah.
have they have the same outcome in, I guess, different, obviously different contexts, but yeah, like they both responded well to those things. And I think I used the kind of like, are you gonna kiss me now or what thing? And I feel like
Are
that's like
you
a
gonna kiss
good
me or not? Is that a country song?
I know, I think it is. But I literally said that to like my very first partner who I was with, because it was like 2 months into our relationship. And I was like, are you gonna kiss me yet? Like, I've been waiting a while. It was in high school.
Okay, I was gonna say 2 months,
Yeah,
but
we like
okay.
had neither of us had kissed anyone. Like, it was
No, when
like,
you're like yeah, that young, that makes sense. I just was I, like, as you know, plus after the age of 18, I would never have gone 2 months without kissing
yeah,
somebody, let
no.
alone way more than kissing. But I get why it makes people nervous. I think that there's a lot of like thinking on your toes when you're flirting, and it's almost like an improv because like you don't know what they're gonna say next, and you gotta have your line, and you gotta think of something witty real quick, or you
Have to
gotta have a
yes
comeback or
and
whatever. Kind of, yeah. It's like hilarious in that way that it's just like a performance in a way. Like you don't know what they're gonna say, and it's just like a game of yes and improv. Yeah, but then
True.
obviously you can say no when it gets like obviously, but yeah, it's a little bit like you're cute. Yeah, and you're cute. Yeah, and I
That's
see
a good way
that
to
you
think
are
of
looking at my
it.
lips. Yeah, and I want to kiss you too. Yeah.
That's a good way to think of it, because I kind of think like if that banter is going to look different for every person you talk to, right? And like, if the banter is really not flowing and it's really that awkward, maybe that lends to some sort of like incompatibility, or one or both of you are just not feeling it. Or I mean, maybe like it could just be that someone is having an off day or there's some other kind of circumstance going on. But I think the right person will respond well to your conversation and your banter and your interactions. And if you're having a good back and forth, however that looks to you, that is like a good sign that that person is reciprocating your interest at the very least and possibly wants to pursue things further. So I don't think there's
Right.
a harm in voicing your interest and seeing where that goes.
Right. More questions on how to flirt. How do you flirt in person and not be awkward or red afterwards asking for a friend, dot, dot, dot. So it's totally not the person who asked this question. Obviously, they're just asking for somebody else. But like I said, my girlfriend gets nervous. She like, I don't know. I think that sometimes it's kind of a validation from the person who's flirting if you're able to make them blush, because you're like, okay, so this is something they like. Because I think
it's endearing.
That kind of nervous energy is a good thing. It's not like you make me nervous and scared. It's like you make me nervous and excited. And so I think it's okay if you get a little blushy blush. Like, people add makeup for that exact reason. So like, you're getting it naturally.
Yeah. I don't think that's a bad thing. I don't necessarily think awkwardness is always a bad thing either. Like, sometimes the other person's awkward. Sometimes people find awkwardness endearing. Sometimes you can turn it into a joke. I don't think the fear of it being awkward should deter you, because sometimes, yeah, it's going to get awkward and it's going to suck, but you're going to get over it. Like, you're just going to leave that moment and maybe think about it a few times. But in the end, it can just be added to your sea of awkward moments throughout your life. I'm sure you have plenty of others, and this one doesn't matter just as much as any of those won't matter eventually.
Yeah. So somebody asked, how the hell do you do it in person if you don't know if the person is single slash queer slash into you? Now, I feel like it's every single couple's decision whether or not flirting is something they're okay with, because I think you can flirt and be monogamous. I think you can be poly and say flirting isn't in our boundary. So it's not like they're single and so they're allowed to flirt with me. I understand if you're single and you are like, well, what if I want this to lead somewhere? But like, sometimes flirting isn't, I don't think that flirting is, I know that you listed like all the different reasons to flirt, and I find a lot of those reasons are true. But I don't really find that flirting is a means to an end most of the time. Maybe with my partner sometimes, but like when I just said that story about us being in public and me flirting with her, I wasn't trying to like fuck her in public. I was just trying to have a fun little flirty moment with my girlfriend. And so I feel like if you worry about like this flirting interaction has to go somewhere, then yeah, you do have to worry, like, are they single? Are they actually into me and who I am because of, you know, are they gay? Are they not? Like, I think that if the flirting is like going on for a while, you do have to start asking yourself those questions. But right in the beginning, like, I don't know, baristas are flirting with people all day, regardless of whether they're queer or single. And you know, waitressing, I think, has a higher tip percentage when you flirt a little bit, but
you
like,
gotta have a little risk.
You're not going home. Yeah, you're not going home with those customers. You're making their experience better. Yeah. And so I think that maybe part of it is not going down the route of like, what if I get rejected? Because flirting isn't, to me, isn't like a, either they're into me or they're not. And if they are, that's going to happen. And if they're not, like, flirting is just a little more topical to me than that. Cause you could have like a quick little flirty interaction in public and never see that person. So who cares if they're single or queer or actually into you? Because like, they were for that 30 seconds and everybody had fun and then they kept walking, you know? So I feel like if you get too hung up on those things, you're missing out on some of the fun of just the openness of flirting.
Yeah. And I think as humans, one of our downfalls that a lot of us have is that we try to like make meaning out of things that don't necessarily have like this concrete meaning, or like we like try to like read people's minds, or you know, just like turn something into something it's not. And sometimes like you could have like a fun little conversation with someone. It might be considered flirting by some people, might not by others, but like in the end, maybe it was just like a funny little quip between you two. You know what I mean? Like, it doesn't have to mean that much. If you want it to mean more, you kind of have to put yourself out there and get a little bit more vulnerable and risk rejection, segueing into some other questions we have about rejection. Someone said, how do you gracefully take rejection, and how do you approach someone as an introvert who is afraid of rejection? I feel like just exposing yourself to rejection more is the best way to get over those fears and to learn how to gracefully take it, because in the end, it's just redirection to a better fit for you, or it just wasn't meant to be, and it doesn't have anything to do with who you are as a person or who they are as a person. It just wasn't, it didn't work. And like, as someone who had to learn that the hard way, like, eventually you just kind of like become desensitized to it, and it does suck sometimes, but it sucks a lot less than it does if you never put yourself out there.
I think that part of being able to take rejection is kind of understanding like your own perspective of things. So for me, there are so many people in the world who are like just objectively attractive because they like people are beautiful. So like there are people who are clearly beautiful that aren't my type. And so some like absolutely gorgeous femme girl can walk up to me and do everything right, and we can have fun flirting, but I probably don't want to like keep. There's a point where I'm going to be like, okay, that's all I'm actually interested in doing, because I'm looking for my like little soft mask person to take home, not my dom femme girly, you know? So like, but that doesn't make that those people any less gorgeous and beautiful. That's just not my particular type. So that's something that I take in with rejection, is like, I don't need to base everything about myself off of this one person's opinion, because everybody's opinion is going to be a little different. And if I'm not their cup of tea, that is fine. There are so many other tea drinkers in the world, you know, like somebody will like my flavor. It's not a big deal. And so like a lot of that is an ego talking though, when you're like, but everybody that I like should like me, but not everybody that likes you like back. And that doesn't mean that you can't spin it to a friendship or something. So that's why I think I'm okay with rejection, because I'm just like, if she doesn't want me, somebody else does. It's going to be just fine.
Yeah, I feel like even if you don't necessarily believe it, just kind of reminding yourself like it's their loss, I'm a catch. There are great things about me that I am looking for in a potential partner or potential fuck buddy or just potential person to flirt with regularly. That's like a good way to maintain your self-esteem and just take it as not the right fit for you. And just remember that it's their loss, and maybe it's not a loss to them, but from your perspective, it could be. And that's all that matters. You're not in their head, you're in your head. So you can make it what you want it to be.
Not every puzzle piece is gonna fit, but like the whole puzzle will get together somehow. Like, you know, it's just
You
so
might find one
many
under the
people.
fridge.
You might. You never know where to look for the
Yeah,
missing puzzle piece. That's so funny.
exactly.
Well, I think we've covered, you know, the A to Z of flirting. So if you have more questions for us, you can send them through social media. You should follow us while you're there. Sapphic Survival Guide everywhere except for X, which is just at Sapphic Survival. You can also email us your questions, sapphicsurvivalguide@gmail.com. You can send a voicemail for your question, 724-209-7372. If you like us, give us a rate and a review. And you can find more content on our Patreon, patreon.com/sapphicsurvivalguide. And you can find me anywhere online at The Libregina, including my website, thelibregina.com.
And you can find me, Cheyenne, at Hot Mespian on pretty much any social media platform. And with that, class is now dismissed.